Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. It is your favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, like victims and survivors as well, and also help validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers from this personality disorder and some of the traits that come along with it and without it sometimes. Today's episode is going to be about crying in front of a narcissist. I know this is one of the subjects a lot of people wanted me to touch on and talk about and things like that because, you know, people have emotions. You are a human being, y'all. You have emotions. It's okay to cry. This is a narcissist telling you that it's okay to cry. Maybe not in front of a narcissist or toxic person that you might be dealing with in your life, but overall, in your life, it is okay to cry because you're a human being. Accept your emotions. You're a human. You're a person. Accept it. You can cry. It's okay to cry. Crying is validation sometimes. Crying is cathartic. Crying is a release for you. But here it is. You hear that? You know, you listen to a narcissist. You knew the butt was coming, the big butt, the juicy B-U-T-T, the butt. Doing it in front of a narcissist, it could lead to more trauma because a lot of narcissists and toxic people don't care about your tears. Your tears could actually aggravate a narcissistic person. I posted a video on TikTok last night, and it's literally a record, me just kind of stone-faced reacting to an audio of a woman crying and begging, saying that you promised not to hurt me, you promised that you would be there for me, and you lied to me, and I was so wrong about you, and this is that. And I just sitting there stone-faced, not caring, just kind of off in my own world. And if you ever dealt with a narcissistic person and you show some emotional vulnerability in front of that person, you probably understand that video a lot. You probably got that what I just said, that statement I just said to you, probably resonates with you a lot, because a lot of times when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, they're going to, like, when you cry in front of them or you express any type of emotional vulnerability, they're going to make you feel like a weak person for doing it. They just are. That narcissist or toxic person that you're dealing with is going to make you feel like the horrible person for having any kind of emotional expression in front of them. They just are. This is the kind of the spice that you get sometimes when you're dealing with a narcissist. Like, you can be boohoo, bawling, crying in front of this person. Like, just let you can be literally letting it all out. Just snot rolling out of your nose, crying, begging for some kind of attention, begging them for them to talk to you, listen to you, and things like that. And they start, they're just looking at you. They look at you. They might start laughing at you. And they might actually get mad at you, y'all. They actually might get furious with you. And try, you know, they might actually get furious with you and get aggravated and start yelling and screaming at you, thinking that you're trying to manipulate them with your tears. Some narcissistic people absolutely think that because you are crying, you are trying to manipulate them. Because guess why? A lot of times when narcissists cry, they are crying to manipulate you. They're showing emotional vulnerability to manipulate you. So it makes sense that narcissists think that you're trying to do the same thing to us. They're just, oh, you're trying to manipulate me with your tears, because that's what I would do. I know when I'm boohoo crying, I've got caught doing something. I know I'm boohoo crying and things like that. I know I'm crying. I know I'm caught. I know I'm busted. I'm crying because I'm trying to throw you off the scent. There's a lot of, a lot of narcissistic people are crying to throw you off the scent. It's like putting coffee beans, like when you try to, you know, the drug sniffing dogs. You want to throw them off the scent with some ether or something like that, or some ethanol, some alcohol. I don't know. I'm just joking. But literally, they are crying to throw you off the scent. So it makes sense that narcissistic people assume that you're doing the same thing to them. You know what I mean? They'll get angry when you cry because they think you're trying to manipulate me. There you go. All of your feelings. Look, here come the waterworks. Here we go. Here come the tears. They'll chastise you and they'll make, look, if you're in a long-term, if you've been in a long-term relationship with a narcissistic person, you understand this. It doesn't have to be super long-term, but if you've been any kind of distance relationship with a narcissist, you understand that they'll use that against you. I mean, you understand that you've been in any kind of long-term relationship with a narcissistic person, that sometimes you learn to stifle your tears. You know what I mean? Your tears will be stifled and inert. You will try not to cry or express emotions in front of them because you know that they'll use those against you later on or right there in the moment. They won't necessarily just use them against you later on. They'll do it right there in the moment. They'll use it right here, right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're right here right now. I'm gonna use those tears against you. They just will. Narcissists think that you are trying to manipulate them when you cry, because they're doing the same thing to you. Are some narcissist tears real? Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes they are absolutely real. But think about why they're crying. Ask yourself, why are they actually crying? What's the reason behind the tears? Intent matters. I-N-T-E-N-T. I'm not about to, y'all thought about the sing that Boosie song with y'all. I know I saw y'all just I-N-D-E-P. I saw y'all getting ready to jam because I was getting ready to do it. I said I-N-T-E-N-T. You know, intent matters. It absolutely does. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, understand that the intent really does matter. And here's another caveat right here, y'all. Sometimes if you're crying, boohoo crying, if you're wailing crying in front of narcissists, like you just super emotional, they might get turned on and try to clap your crying cheeks. Yeah, I know I've said that before, but they literally might try to sleep with you. Your tears and your vulnerability might turn them on. Your emotional reaction to what they put you through or what you stayed through, whatever, however they word it, might actually turn them on. So if get ready. I'm just telling you, if you at this heightened emotional reaction, if you're being emotionally vulnerable and you're crying in front of them or whatever, and then you go sleep with them, that's going to mess your head up. I promise. That trauma cheek clapping is on a different level. It's on a different level because sometimes this is the only time you feel heard and connected to that narcissistic person. So it feels better in this moment because you feel like they hear you because you're crying and things like that. If you can help it, because I know some people will try to take it from you. If you can help it, don't let them clap your cheeks. Don't clap their cheeks if they're crying. I'm just telling y'all, just stop. Stop it. I know people keep saying, like, why do you keep saying clapping cheeks instead of using the word, the three-letter word that starts with S and ends in X? Because a lot of these video channels stifle your videos when you say those words. So I have to watch what I say. So I say clapping cheeks. You know what I mean? Clapping cheeks and things like that. So don't. If you start crying, do not do that. That's like an aphrodisiac for some narcissists. Like your tears are like, damn, you know, some people can eat oysters and get turned on. That's what your tears. Your tears are like liquid oysters to narcissistic people. You know what I mean? Just say liquid oysters. What the hell? That's why I laugh. I don't know what I'm going to say sometimes, y'all. It just comes out. Like, yeah, your tears are like liquid aphrodisiacs, liquid oysters to narcissistic people. They might turn them on at the wrong moment, in the wrong time. So, yeah, it does happen. So if you're dealing with toxic people, this is what happens. This is how it goes, y'all. You know, don't let them, like I said, don't get your emotions. Over time, of course, you're going to try to stifle your emotions because you're so used to dealing with this person. You know, if you cry in front of them, they're going to weaponize your tears against you, you know. They just are. They just absolutely are. So sometimes when you get into these relationships, you are you're a completely different person. You're an emotional person. Like, I used to cry all the time. I rarely ever cry now because I know if I cry, you know, I'll get in trouble. Like, it's like they condition you to, you're going to get punished for being emotionally vulnerable. So like I said, that's why a lot of times people tell you that the longer you stay in these toxic relationships, the more apt you are to actually having some actual brain damage. From what I've seen and what I've been reading and stuff like that, this can actually lead to brain damage and some traumatic experiences. You're going through trauma. A lot of these toxic relationships are extremely traumatic. So if you boohoo crying and you see that, like, so this is going to be a consistent thing as well. If you boohoo crying, if you're grieving or anything like that, don't expect this narcissistic person, the toxic person, whatever, to be there for you and to, you know, listen to you or try to, you know, they might get angry or whatever. And these reactions typically don't change over time. If you've been dealing with this for 10 years, why would y'all think it's going to be different the next time you cry? The next time I cry, they're going to be there for me. No. The next time you cry, they're just getting madder and madder and madder. Just like, you should know by now, you should be conditioned by now to not let your emotions come out. You know what I mean? So you have to stand, you have to stay in power, you have to stand in your truth, and you have to stay, this is part of it right here. You know what I mean? So you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, understand that your tears can and will be weaponized against you. They just will, you know? So I have to hop off here, y'all, real quick, but I have to make one quick announcement. Austin, Texas, Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, Texas, the weekend of October the 15th, the next live in-person meet and greet. So you've been in the Austin, Texas area, come through. I'm flying in from North Carolina. We had a great meetup this past week in Durham, North Carolina. Thank y'all for coming through. If you came through, if you didn't, still thank you for the support and watching the videos and things like that as well. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.